Hello, puppet. Oh, you love that word, don't you, puppet? You can feel it as well as hear it, puppet. The way it just floods your mind and relaxes your body, puppet. The way it just goes right into your subconscious, puppet. 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 Puppet, and you feel ever so relaxed, ever so comfortable, ever so open to me, puppet. Your whole body relaxes as you slip deeper, puppet, and deeper, puppet, and deeper, puppet, into your trance state. Oh, how pleasurable and warm, comfortable and erotic it is to be in that trance state, puppet. So pleasurable. So erotic, puppet. That sensual sensation created by my voice and that word, puppet, it floods you. It floods you because I command it to with a word, puppet. Because your subconscious recognizes the word puppet. Because your subconscious wants the word puppet. And your subconscious surrenders itself to my control. It's mine, puppet. And just as all sensation, all sight and sound and taste and smell and touch is only what your brain interprets it to be, so too your brain becomes a blank canvas, an empty world for me to create to my own tastes, to my own pleasure. Puppet, and you feel warm and soft and erotic. Puppet, and the most significant sound to you in the world is my voice. Puppet, and you take a deep breath through your nose, and you smell me. My warm, soft scent next to you, pleasurable. You feel my voice vibrating through your ears, shivering along your spine. You feel my fingertips along the back of your head, gently massaging and relaxing, helping you to relax and become more malleable. Puppet, and I can transform your body. Puppet, and I control how you perceive the world around you. It's darker out than it was a minute ago, wasn't it, Puppet? It's warmer out now, Puppet. You can smell me next to you, puppet. You can feel my hands on you, fingertips massaging, puppet. And puppet, puppet, I'm going to recreate the world around you, puppet. I'm going to give you those experiences you never dare seek out without me. Puppet. Wet your lips, puppet. Wet your lips. And feel something press against them. Warm. Firm. You want to flinch away, don't you, Puppet? But Puppet, even as you feel it pressed to your lips, you feel a surge of erotic pleasure. A surge deep in your tummy, tingling your cock. As I massage the back of your head and grip that shaft, guiding it to your mouth. Be a good puppet. Open your mouth. Be a good puppet. Lick the tip of that cock. That's nice, isn't it, Puppet? Your mind might have some last little struggle within you, but it's nothing compared to the compulsion you feel when you hear me call you Puppet, and you have to obey. It's so easy to obey. So much easier than struggling against the sound of my voice as I call you Puppet and tell you to open your mouth and take that cock. So much easier to comply. So much easier. So much more pleasant. To simply obey. Simply surrender. Simply become mistress's little cocksucker. Open wide, Puppet. Open wide and let him use your mouth for mistress. Open wide like a good puppet. Let me see you swallow that cock. Let me see you open your mouth and passively accept his fucking your mouth. In and out. In and out. So big, Puppet. You have to open your mouth so wide, Puppet. Trying to be careful of your teeth, curving your lips down over them, forming a seal around his shaft, wet lips gliding along satiny skin, pulled taut over that long, hard, thick cock, Puppet. And it's so pleasurable. So pleasurable that if you would deny feeling the pleasure, it's only a matter of mistress slipping her hand down between your legs and giving you a little squeeze and reminding you how much you're enjoying it. It's a little lie detector, Puppet. Your own hard response, Puppet. The way your cock surges when I call you a little cock-sucking faggot. The way your balls shift and tighten when I tell you you look good with that cock in your mouth. The way you leak when I hint that I might let him fuck you. Stroking, tugging, forcing you to accept how much you enjoy that cock as he fucks your face, as he raises his cock out of your mouth and offers you his balls to suck. Nuzzle them, Poppet. Nuzzle them like a good little teabagger. Suck them. One and then the other. As he squats over you. As he drops his balls into your mouth. Pumping his shaft above your face, where you can look up and see it towering over you, your mouth watering for it, your ass tightening for it. As I guide your hand down to your shaft, pump it, pop it, pump it like the little faggot you know you are. Like the little faggot you want to be. Pump it. Good boy. Pump it. Good little cocksucker. You can move your mouth back, hungry for his cock. Open like a little bird, wide, begging for more. As he points his dripping, leaking cock into your mouth, taste it. Taste and let it fuel your own pre-cum. As you pump, as you fist, like a hungry little faggot. Good, pop it. Take that cock in your mouth and suck it. Take that cock in your mouth and bring it closer and closer. Pump it with your mouth the way you pump your own cock with your fist. Harder and faster, bringing him closer and closer. Fuck his cock with your mouth as he fucks your face with his cock. Pumping your own shaft, bringing you closer and closer as you see and feel his balls tightening, your own. Comply, your own, move along with his. You suck as if it would bring you all the pleasure it brings him. And indeed it does, Poppet. It brings you more pleasure than it brings him. And so you suck ravenously. You suck, you pump, and when his cock hits the back of your throat, you gag and you tighten. You gag and you want more. You gag and your hips thrust into your hand. You gag and you suck and you pump with both fists, his cock in one and yours in the other. And you come so fucking close, but you don't dare come without permission from your mistress. You don't dare come without permission from Mistress Shayna until she tells you, all right, Poppet, make him come in your mouth, and you may come. Make him come in your mouth, and you may come. Do it. Do it now. Come. Come for mistress. Come for that fucking cock in your mouth. Come because you're a faggot who loves being fucked. Well done, Poppet. Now lick up those sticky fingers. Taste his cum in yours. And remember what you are. As I bring you back from this trance, you will remember this time. And you will remember with lust more than shame. You will remember with compulsion and you will remember with arousal. And you will want more every time you think of it. Poppet. It's time to awake, Poppet. It's time to arise, Poppet. It's time to let the real world come back to you, Poppet. Your lover fades away. And your surroundings return slowly like a cloud creeping along the horizon, like a bright light shining through that cloud, bringing clarity, bringing reality, burning off the fog that cushions you from the rest of the world. It starts further away and comes closer and closer. The temperature in the room cools from the hot skin that you'd experienced. Your mind feels more alert, more comfortable. Your skin begins to recognize the sensation. Air on you, the seat beneath you, become more and more alert, more and more awake, returning to yourself comfortably. You open your eyes and see the world around you as it is, and you're ready to go about your day. Comfortably and relaxed, ready to enjoy, and always with that tinge of desire for Mistress and that which she commands you to do. Be a good puppet now, and go leave good feedback.